1. The woman knelt over her lover, her face, her entire body stiff with terror, staring at the blood on her hand. He lay on his back, one arm flung out, palm upturned as if begging her to place something into it, his life, perhaps. She had touched his chest, urging him to get up so they could get out of there, but he hadn't moved, so she had shaken him. The same old sleepy head who never wanted to get out of bed. Her hand had come away red, and without thinking, she pressed it to her mouth to stifle her scream, knowing she must make no noise, not let them know she was there. Then horror overcame her caution, and she screamed his name again and again, telling herself he was dead and it was all over, like this, in blood. She looked at where her hand had been, and saw the red blotches. How had so much blood come from them? So small, so small. She rubbed her clean hand across her mouth, and it came away colored with the blood on her face. Panicked, seeing the blood, she spoke his name. All over, all over. She said his name again, this time louder, but he could no longer hear or answer her, or anyone. Unthinking, she leaned forward to kiss him, grabbed at his shoulders in a vain attempt to shake some life into him, but there was to be no more life for either one of them. A loud cry from the leader of the gang that had killed him came from her left, and she pressed her hand to her breast. Fear drove out speech, and she could only grunt, "Ah, ah," like an animal in pain. She turned her head and saw them, heard their shouting, but had no idea what they were saying. All she knew was terror, and suddenly fear for herself, now that he was dead, for what they wanted to do to her. She pushed herself to her feet and moved away from him, no looking back. He was dead, and it was all gone, all hope, all promise, spent and dry. The men, four of them on the left, then five more from the right, came out onto the littered rooftop where the murder had taken place. The leader of the pack shouted something, but she was beyond hearing him or hearing anyone or anything. She knew only the need to escape, but they had her blocked in from both sides. She turned and saw behind her the edge of the roof. No other building in sight, no place to go, no place to hide. There was choice, but there was really no choice. Death was better than any of this, either what had just happened or what was sure to happen once they got their hands on her. She stumbled once, twice as she ran towards the ledge, stepped up onto it with unexpected grace, and turned back to look at the men who were running towards her.
"O Scarpia, avanti a Dio!"
she cried, turned, and leaped. The music crashed out and then continued to boom around a bit, as it always did at the end of this shabby little shocker, and then there was a long moment of stunned silence as the audience realized what they had just heard and seen. Not since Callas, and that had been half a century ago, had anything like this Tosca been seen or heard. Tosca had really killed Scarpia, the chief of police, hadn't she? And her lover really had been shot by those creeps in uniform? And she'd really jumped into the Tiber? By God, the woman could act, and even better, she could sing. It's completely real, the murder, the fake execution that turned out to be real, and her final leap when there was nothing left and nothing to lose. It's romantic balderdash, the whole thing is beyond parody. But then why was the audience sitting there clapping the skin off their hands and shouting like banshees? The curtain slowly parted at the center, and Flavia Petrelli slipped through the narrow space. She wore red, redder than red, and a tiara that had apparently survived her plummet into the river. She looked out at the audience, and stunned delight slowly filled up her face.
"For me? All that noise for me?"
Her smile grew, and one of her hands, somehow magically free of blood or whatever had been used to resemble it, rose to the exposed flesh above her breasts and pressed at her heart, as if to force it to remain in place in the midst of all this excitement.